Hey everyone, we've got something for you to check out this week that we know you'll love. It's a new podcast called Borderline Salty, hosted by two of our friends, Carla Lolly Music and Rick Martinez. Rick and Carla have spent years together in the kitchen and have weathered every kitchen mishap imaginable. In this pod, they take on your questions to help you become a better, smarter, happier cook. They'll share their latest ingredient obsessions, give you their hot takes on the latest food trends, and share their kitchen nightmare-turned-survival stories. Whether you're still finding your way in the kitchen, or you've been cooking for years, this show has something for you. Check out Borderline Salty from Pineapple Street Studios. New episodes weekly, wherever you get your podcasts. Have a listen. Magic.
A lot of the questions we get here on the show are people opening up to us about what has gone wrong for them in the kitchen. In this next segment, called Total Kitchen Nightmare, we'll be bringing on a crew of people who we are inspired by to share their own kitchen meltdowns. But before we get into all of those, we thought it would only be fair for us to tell our own.
Part of the cooking journey is about trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
You have to fail. You have to have that complete and total meltdown, practically burning your kitchen down. And then you realize, aha, I am never going to do that again.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a really long road. There are lots of bumps in that road. And you just learn from it and get better.
Bumpy roads indeed. So Rick, I'm throwing it to you. I want to hear about the bumpy roads, the lumpy batters, the burning down the house.
Oh, goody. I get to go first. Well, funny enough, this story actually involves you.
Oh.
Back in our Bon Appetit days, we used to have daily tastings. And so every day at 3 o'clock, Carla and some of the senior editors would assemble in our tasting room, and test kitchen editors would get their meals together, get all of their dishes prepped and ready to go. And at 3 o'clock, we just had a list of who was going to be serving. And so, you know, there were heroics, mm-hmm. there were egos, mm-hmm. there were moments of showing off, and we all did it. And so this one particular day, I think I had like 7 or 8 dishes that I needed to present.
Wow.
And one of them was this Italian plum cake, which I absolutely adore.
Yeah.
Italian plums are late season. They're super flavorful and delicious. And I was very excited about this cake, but I wasn't focused. I wasn't in the moment. I was thinking about all of the things that needed to get done to get the dishes out on time. And I did something. Actually, I'm not exactly sure. I can only believe that I put too much butter or not enough flour.
Okay.
In any case, I put the cake in the oven, and about midway through, Chris Morocco started sniffing. Ugh. He's like a hound dog.
Totally.
Like, you know when he starts sniffing,
yeah.
something is afoot. And I was like, oh God, what is that? And I smelled something burning. And I was like, oh shit, there's smoke coming out of my oven. And so, you know, in the vein of showing off and also not wanting to show failure,
mm-hmm.
I quickly pulled that cake out of the oven, saw that it had basically boiled over and spilled onto the floor of the oven and was burning.
Oh my God.
I literally threw the cake pan with the unbaked cake into my drawer in my island, scraped up all the shit on the bottom of the oven, threw it into another drawer.
Oh my God.
And then quickly acted like nothing was happening.
Wow.
Claire started to like walk over. I'm like, why do I smell cake? Are you making a cake? And I'm like, me? No. I'm making enchiladas, obviously. And no one was the wiser.
I definitely had no idea that you had like had, you know, what we used to lovingly refer to as the char of the day.
Right, right. You know, I think for me, what I took away from that moment is that you really need to be present when you're not focused on what you're doing. Like, I mean, A, it can be very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking involves fire. It involves sharp knives. And if you are preoccupied with something else, good or bad, and you're not in the moment, you can hurt yourself or hurt somebody else.
Right.
But minimally, you're probably going to fuck up your recipe. And so now I know that if I'm in a bad mood, whatever I'm doing is not going to be good. So I might as well just wait until I'm clear and I'm focused on what I'm doing, and my food will turn out much better.
Yeah, multitasking, like honestly, our brains are not set up for it. So to juggle seven dishes like that is very difficult, but you solved it in the perfect way. So if this happened at a dinner party, you did exactly what I would want someone to do, which is throw the cake away and just serve ice cream.
Okay, that sounds like you have a kitchen nightmare that you want to share.
Yeah, stay tuned. Mine was definitely a party.
I just feel like we are surrounded in this world by bullshit.
So how can you know what's real and what's not? Science versus, that's how. We answer questions like, does anti-aging skincare actually work? And what is your true personality type? And to answer these questions, we don't use opinions. We dive into the scientific studies, talk to the experts, and put it in a podcast that I know you are gonna love. Listen to Science versus on Spotify.